The Masterclass Series Number 19. Photojournalistic Technique and Travel Photography. Equipment: EOS 5D Mark III, EF 24-70mm F2.8L2 USM, shots number 1, number 2, number 3, and number 4. TSE 24mm F/3.5L2, shot number 5. EXIF. Shot number 1. ISO 400, focal length 28mm, aperture F11, shutter speed 1x30. Shot number 2. ISO 5000, focal length 24mm, aperture F3.2, shutter speed 1x250. Shot number 3. ISO 100, focal length 59mm, aperture F2.8, shutter speed 1x320. Shot number 4. ISO 200, focal length 24mm, aperture F2.8, shutter speed 1x200. Shot number 5. ISO 200, focal length 24mm, aperture F16, shutter speed 1x320. Editing: Adobe Lightroom Classic CC. Let's move from shooting spectacular auroras to adding a definitive aura to images through a technique that's often overlooked in travel photography, the photojournalistic technique. The story: as a person who shoots and writes, I bring destination stories to my readers. From broad strokes to details, I use a quiver full of tricks to tell these stories. But an oft-ignored technique is making photojournalistic pictures. Photojournalism came about to include illiterates into the news cycle. It brought news to life by transporting the viewer-reader to where the action was. It had to have drama, action, expression, and context. Above all, it had to remain honest and impartial, telling things as they were. No sugarcoating. Given the raison d'etre of photojournalism, we can make powerful use of this technique in travel. The challenge of bringing the journalistic touch to travel photos? But the origin of the photojournalistic technique gives it a strong association with calamity and disaster. Also, most well-known photojournalistic photographs are black and white. As a result, the biggest challenge to embrace this technique in travel photography is our own sense of aesthetics. During travel, we attempt to declutter our images and imbue them with vibrancy, symmetry, and beauty. We shudder at the thought of showing a destination with its flaws. So, our subconscious rejects this technique when we shoot travel. It does not even stop to consider the use of the photojournalistic technique in victories, celebrations, and other happy moments. The shots: a photojournalistic touch tells a powerful story. While it may show some flaws, it provides an emphatic context. It is not necessary every photojournalistic image must disturb. While some may, others will bring out a holistic story without many words. Let's take a look at a few examples. Shot number 1. This shot shows a Karsvak, someone who offers free services for a religious cause, folding his hands to greet other devotees at the Golden Temple. The serenity of the dawn at a revered place comes out strongly in this shot. It brings out the ambience and provides a strong context to the feelings evoked by this holy place. Shot number 2. Shot inside the Bulbulaya maze in Bada Ambara, big ceremonial hall of Shiite Muslims. Here is a guide waiting for his group. The unusual juxtaposition of suave and modern over ancient lends drama and an intriguing context. Shot number 3. Zydowski Cemetery, a stark reminder of the WW2 Holocaust. This shot makes the point: a photojournalistic travel image need not have a human element in it. The moss-covered vintage cemetery in itself is poignant. Shot number 4. This shot is, in the truest sense, photojournalistic. Shot inside Tihar jail, it unravels the lifestyle of prisoners in captivity. The darkness within contrasts with the bright outdoors, symbolizing their lack of freedom. Shot number 5. A simplistic looking shot showing the Renaissance architecture of Warsaw University is heavily layered with meaning. The scouts and guides walking hand in hand reflect the happy-go-lucky character of the city, ironic for a city that rose phoenix-like from its ashes after World War II decimation. Next time you travel, consider shooting some photojournalistic travel shots. Those images will froth over with life. Pin it as a memory jogger for your next travel.